It's Deicha Shabbos. It's Deicha Kolatel Kolay. But spiritual death, all right, spiritual death is worse. But that does not come within the Gzeiras HaKosuv or the Chayba and the Shiyamos. We cannot deduce our own Kalchema just because Hamachtias, Gotel Hamachtias, Chavira Yisam Nahirgei, so we should say that just as Hatzolah from physical death is Deicha Shabbos, so Hatzolah from spiritual death is certainly Deicha. We cannot make such droshes. You see, so the halacha of the chayim definitely implies only that atzoleh from physical death is deicha kol tekole, not atzoleh from spiritual death. Atzoleh from permanent shmad is not deicha, insofar as the gzeras hakosuv of the chayim v'leshiyomus b'hem is concerned. But there is another reason as to why, because nevi deicha Shabbos. Mutev sheichal olof Shabbos echod, shishim shem Shabbos esar abei. So that halacha of pikach nevish deicha is not limited only to pikach nevish. Pikuach nefesh is only a situation, a mitzias, where the concept of chal of Shabbos Echad Kishmi Shabbos Esarbe has application. But if you have another situation where the concept of chal of Shabbos Echad Kishmi Shabbos Esarbe has application, so then we also say that it's Deicha Shabbos. So in other words, so the sheil was a very big one, and the sheil didn't even discuss the whole Indian of Chateish Yitzchaveicho, because that whole Indian of Chateish Yitzchaveicho under certain circumstances, so is based upon the underlying premise that vis-a-vis the same person, so the Avir Kalo of now is Nitres mit ne Avir Chmuro of tomorrow, but that only means that the Avir Kalo of now is Nitres mit ne Avir Chmuro Vadois of tomorrow, but not the Avir Kalo Vadois of now is Nitres mit ne Avir Chmuro Visofik Avir Chmuro of tomorrow, that not, so even vis-a-vis the same person, there couldn't be three of an Avir Kalo Vadois in face of Isofik Avir Chmur. So how could there be Trie in regard to another person? But because of Pikach Nefesh. And Pikach Nefesh, not from the point of view of a Chaybaim. Chaybaim only implies that Hatzole from physical death is Deiche, not Hatzole from Shmad. But there is one din of Pikach Nefesh of Chalov Shabbos Echad Kishmi Shabbos Esar Abei. So Pikach Nefesh is only a Chetimtze, where the concept of Chalosh HaBesachish Meshabos Sarbei has application. So Hatzoleh from Shmad is another Yechetimtze, where the concept of Chalosh HaBesachish Meshabos Sarbei has application. As a matter of fact, the Miri in Yume raises a very interesting question. He said, according to Mandoma, who says that Pekach Nefesh is the Yechashabes because of Chalosh HaBesachish Meshabos Sarbei, so how can we say that even Chayisho is the Yechashabes? Bishleime, according to the Talmud of Chayben Mishiyomuz Ben. So this is a cause of even prolonging human life for 1 minute is Deicha Shabbos. But according to the Talmud of Chalo Shabbos Akish Mishabos Arbe, so it's not a din of prolonging life. It's Pikach Nefesh is just Deicha Timtze. But if he's not going to live till next Shabbos anyway, so how can we apply the principle of Chalo Shabbos Akish Mishabos Arbe? That's a question that was raised by the Miri and Yume. So the Miri gives a very interesting teretz. The Kashi is an interesting Kashi, and the Gier gives a very interesting teretz. He says, Chalol of Shabbos Echad Kishmi Shabbos Esar Abei does not mean Davke Shabbos Esar Abei. It means Mitzvah Satere. Mitzvah Satere. So Mimele, if you can prolong the life of a person, Chayisho, even for a few minutes, in the few minutes he can do real tshuva, and then it will be, he'll attain the schusim of mitzvahs arbe. So that all, then it all again comes within the concept of chalov Shabbos Echad Kishmi Shabbos Esar Abei. In other words, so that means that according to the Miri, let's say, from the point of view of chalov Shabbos Echad Kishmi Shabbos Esar Abei, suppose a person is very sick and in a very deep coma, and it's not possible to save his life, but it's possible for Chil Shabbos to prolong his life in a state of a coma, in an unconscious state, to prolong his life for a few hours. So it will still be a mitzvah to be Michal Shabbos from the point of view of the Chaybohem, but insofar as Mutav Chal Shabbos Echad Kishmi Shabbos Esar Abei is concerned, so here we couldn't be Michal Shabbos. Because what does the Miri say? How can we be Michal Shabbos from the point of view of Chal Shabbos Achdish Meshabbos Sarbe for Chai Shor. Because in that Shor, he can be Tshuve. But if he's Nekoma, he cannot be Tshuve. So we see from that Miri that the Aloche of Chal Shabbos Achdish Meshabbos Sarbe is not the Aloche of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is a Chetimtze, where the concept of Chal Shabbos Achdish Meshabbos Sarbe applies. So Hatzolah from Shmad is another Chetimtze. So Memele the Sheyel was sure. If it's a Vadai, in a case where it's a Vadai, that through Chil Shabbos, you will certainly be able to save a Jew from Shmad, then of course it's a mitzvah to Machal Shabbos. Because of Chal Shabbos Achad Gishmei Shabbos Esarbe. But the Sheyel is the Shaila midachinam misofik zes HaShabbos, kidachinam misofik nefashes. Not Vadai Sofik, because the Gemara says, didi adive mechule. I think Shmuel was the one who said, didi adive mechule. Didi adive mechule. The Chaybohem is a better time than all the other time. Because all the other time, so teinach vadai, sofik menol. So that means that it's only that as far as Mutal Chashab Achad Mishmish Abbas Sarbe is concerned, so it's only Mati of Vada Bikach Nefesh. It's Deich only Vada Bikach Nefesh, not Sofik Bikach Nefesh. So, and only because of a Chaybohem, so Sofik Bikach Nefesh. But the concept of a Chaybohem certainly has no application to Atzolah from Shmad. So why was he Shaila? So he should realize that it's definitely Oseh. So the answer is, we could say that the Gemara is only saying the Di Adif Mechule, in other words, if we didn't have the Posik of a Chaybohem, and we only had the Aloche, of Vishabu Bnei Yisroel, HaShabbos Bosu Lachem, V'natam Yisroel Mishabbos, we only had the Aloche of Chalot Shabbos Achdish Meshabbos Esarbei, we only had the Al-Yalfuseh Famile. So then we would only be able to say that Vadei B'Kach Nefesh is Deiche. We wouldn't be able to draw the conclusion that Sofik B'Kach Nefesh is Deiche. Masha'inke, if we didn't have the Gzeres HaKosel L'Chaybeh, Masha'inke in Alibi the Emes, that there is a Gzeres HaKosel L'Chaybeh. And the Gzeres HaKosel L'Chaybeh tells us that even Sofik B'Kach Nefesh is Deiche. So then it casts light on the scope of the other Roshes of B'Kach Nefesh also. So Alibi the Emes, that there is a drosha of a chaybehem, which implies that even Sofik B'Kach Nefesh is Deiche. So then we can say that even the Gzeres HaKosel of Shomru Bnei Yisroel, or the Alfuse Famile, or Chal Shabbos Achad Mishabbos Esarbei, also implies Chal of Shabbos Achad, because of the possibility of Shabbos Esarbei. We can say like that, but we can say the other way. That was the Sofik of the Sheol. So then the Rashba answered, Hadova Tzorach Talmud. In other words, it's a very good question. He doesn't know whether. So in other words, in case of Sofik Atzole from Shmad, whether Sofik Atzole of from Shmad is the Chashavos, whether a little maskone of the Gemara. So just as the Gzeres HaKosel for B'Chaybehem tells us that even Sofik B'Kach Nefesh is the Chashavos, so the other Gzeres HaKosel of B'Kach Nefesh also tell us, without the Gzeres HaKosel B'Chaybehem, I wouldn't know that the other Gzeres HaKosel have such a wide scope. But once we have the Gzeres HaKosel B'Chaybehem, so that indicates the scope, the wide scope of the other Gzeres HaKosel still. Or maybe not. So it's Tzorach Talmud. But in a case where it's a Vadai that through Chil Shabbos, he'll be Matzil, the daughter from Shmad, so then he certainly is Mutter. So Adovo Tzorach Talmud. But one thing is sure. As far as this argument of Chatish Yitzchaveich is concerned, so even the Vadai we cannot do it. Because that's a Shite. So Memele there is no... And then he says, in regard to the exact question in this Shaila, so he says, he doesn't know. Why? Because here it's a Shaila B'Kach Nefesh. And in Sofik Atzole from Shmad. So whether in regard to Chal Shabbos Achdish Meshabbos Esarbe, so we say that Sofik is there. So that he didn't pass. So maybe there is no stira in the Ram between the two Ramos, because the Ramos when the Mechaber passes, see a Misha Sholchol Sheitzi and Bitei B'Shabbes Leitzi or Mechlal Yisrael Mitzvah Losam Liderach Peyomov Lishtadu Batzalosam. In other words, even though the Rashba said Vadovatzorch Talmud, but the Mechaber himself paskened that after the Maskon of the Gemara, Alib the Emes, that there is a din of the Chayboim, and the Chayboim tells us that the Kuach Nefesh, even so, the Kuach Nefesh is the Eich HaShabbos, so that casts light upon the other Gzeres HaKosov of the Kuach Nefesh. So, Memele, even the Gzeres HaKosov of Chal Shabbat Kishmosh Mesabos Sarbe has application to Sofi Kuach Nefesh, not only to Vadim Kuach Nefesh. But the Rashbo said, Mekol Mokim Daiten Eide, one thing, I'm sure, not like Teisves, that we don't say Chadish is Chaveicho. Some Meile, the Ramo, passing in Simen, Shin, Chofches, in Simen, Shin, Mishereitzim, Lansi, Sheyav, Ravi, Rogdeilo, Ei Michal, Shabbos, Latzilei. Because if it's a question, when can we apply the concept of Pukach Nefesh, Chalach, Shabbos, Harbe? If it's a question of saving a Jew from permanent Shmat, but if it's a question of saving a Jew from one big Aveira, the biggest Aveira, Aveir is all. That's not Shishma Shabbos Sarbe. This is Shabbos Sarbe. But according to Teisves, we could say that even though the Chil Shabbos is so chamur, but Avizor is even more chamur. Avizor is even more chamur than Chil Shabbos. So Mele, if he's not a Pesheya, so certainly according to the second Lashon Teisves, it would be Mutter. According to the first Lashon, probably not. Because saving a Jew from a single Avera, no matter how great Avera is, might not be considered as a Mitzvah Rabo. But saving a Jew from Shmad is certainly a Mitzvah Rabo. But it's possible that the Mechaber and the Ramo don't pass like Shedes HaTesis. But here, in Simen Shin Vov, so they pass on the basis of Chalov Shabbos Achad Yishma Shabbos Asam.
Now, we have to cover this case for Skilim Shiol with Yisrael Skilim. It's a very, Lomdes-wise, it's a very complicated case. And we'll be faced, you know, because the Rivo says something in the previous case, and the Rivo says something here, and the two Rivos seem to conflict with each other. That's the problem with this case. So, Kiddush Yovel is a skill. Vim Tema, my bay hizu, im tiru lirdei so pshite shelo yishmelonu im nasale. Now that seems to be a very simple kasha. You know, if you don't analyze it, so it seems to be a very simple kasha. But it's not so simple. Now what's this kasha? What kind of nabai is it? Of course it's a tiru. Why? Because if the Chachomim will say, it's not mutea, he's not going to listen to us. So he's not going to listen to us. What is it? The Chachomim have to make their takones on the basis on a pragmatic basis, whether people will listen or not listen. So let him not listen, so it'll be his aver, it'll be his responsibility. If the Chachomim feel that it's oser and they cannot be matir isur de rabbonon, so Memele is also, he's not going to listen, all right? So that will be his responsibility. And how does Teisves know that he's not going to listen? How does Teisves know? Why? Because he is such a fellow that bemazit, he put the door into the oven. So in other words, he doesn't care for Isuri, for Dinator. He has no Yerushalayim. So Monev Sheikh, so if he has no Yerushalayim, so why shouldn't he listen? On the contrary, he will listen. The Chachomim tell him, let your meloche be consummated. So he'll be mechuyev skile, all right, he'll be mechuyev skile. So what? He has no Yerushalayim, v'oraye. Be mazit, he put the dough into the oven Friday night. So why should he? Why should he be so eager to negate the aver? Or the answer is because Monevshech. If he didn't do tshuva, so the problem will not even arise. So in other words, the problem only arises if he did tshuva. So if he did tshuva, so then he wants to negate the avera. But Monevshech, if he did a real tshuva, not a tshuva of lip service, so then he has to listen to whatever the Gemara tells him to do, what the Chachomim tell him. And if he doesn't care for what the Chachomim say, so that means he's not a real Baal Tshuva. So if he's not a real Baal Tshuva, so what? So let him not listen. So be there.
So be even a nisa rabbanon. So be even a nisa rabbanon. I mean, what kind of a kashi is it? Unless you say that if tesis means that if, let's say, if that, if that since the abai of the Gemara is so then when there is Dinan Foshes, when there is Sanhedrin and Kiyam Makrin, there is a Bisam Mikdosh, so Alpidin Foshes is Neik, so Memele, if we will not. So in the case, let's say, where he put the dough into the oven Friday night, let's say, with Asroyen, Kabbalah Asroyen, the presence of Eidim, So if we allow him to take it out and negate the Issa Skile, so then he will not be Mechayev Skile. But if we tell him, you can't negate the Issa Skile, you can't take out the dog, you have to be, so he'll unavoidably become Mechayev Skile. And they are reading, there is a Sroye, the Mephoshes is Neik, so he will give him Mise. So he'll give him Mise, so naturally he doesn't want to get Mise, that he doesn't want. He has no Yerushamayim, but Mise he doesn't want to be executed by Sanhedrin. So Mimele, he'll certainly be allowed to do it. So then the question is, so then he'll be allowed to do it because of Pikach Nefesh. Let's say, suppose he'll be allowed in such a case, even if the Gemara will say, even if the final solution of the Abaye had been that loyalty all the days. So loyalty all the days, when it's not indispensable for saving his life. But suppose it's Bisman Shibis Amigdash Kayo, and he put the dough into the oven, al the Asroye, the Kabbalah Asroye, in the presence of Eidim, and if he's not going to take out the dough, so then it'll be Chayiv Skil, and Eidim will testify, and Bezdin will execute it. So he's certainly allowed to do it, even to do an Issa D'Raisa in order to be a Ikea. The Aloch of Pikach Nefesh. Pikach Nefesh is Deiche Kol Atir Kule. Of course, you cannot say Pikach Nefesh is Deiche Kol Atir Kule, that Bezdin shouldn't meet out Inish Nefoshes. You cannot say Pikach Nefesh is Deiche Kol Atir Kule, because that's the mitzvah of Dine Bezdin. But here, when by being gave here, and Issa D'Rabbanon, even if he'll be able to negate and the this is a skill by being gave here and Issa D'Raisa, he'll also be allowed. If this is indispensable to saving his life, so it's because nevesh. This is not what Teisves has the kashe. So Teisves should mention. And then, who told Teisves that the Abaye of the Gemore is in respect to this unusual situation when a person put the dough into the oven in the presence of Eidim and Asroye and Kabbalah Asroye said on Naskin and Eise. This is very unusual. I mean, the Gemara says Sanedan Shehogu Achas L'Sheva Shonim or one Mandoba says L'Shivim Shonim 70 years, or let's say 7 years. So Arizah Chablonis. So what's the pshat? Because it's highly unlikely that the Sanhedrin should meet out Nifoshes once every 7 years. Because all the requirements of Eides and Kabbalah Eides and Asroye and Kabbalah Asroye make it highly unlikely that someone should be executed by Sanhedrin. So this is an unusual situation. So the Gemara Abaye is respect to such an unusual situation. Gemara Abaye is amazing. No Eidim and no Asroye, no Kabbalah Asroye. But the Issa is an Issa Skile. So the Gemara says, so Memele, what's Teisves Kashe? What's Teisves Kashe? Pshite Shelo Yishmalono. All right, if he's that kind of a fellow, Lo Yishmalono, so what? Now there is a din in Shulchan Aruch that if someone is Chayev Nidu, if an Avaryan is Chayev Nidu, and then that Avaryan, Bezdin has to be Menadein. So that Avaryan threatens Bezdin, if you are Menademi, so then I'll convert myself. I'll Shmadmai, I'll become a Mishumet. So the Aloha is, so the Ramo Paskins, that's a Marim means, that Bezdin should ignore his threat, even if Bezdin assumes that he really means it. So if the halacha is, we have to be nadi, we have nadi. That's all. He'll become a roshe gomu, become a mishumet. All right, that's his responsibility. So the chachomim should apply all of a sudden the pragmatic approach, whether it's acceptable to the person or not acceptable to the person. Then it's an end to the whole Torah. If we'll consider whether this takone is acceptable or agreeable to the person or not. This is what the conservative rabbis say. What kind of mikashi is it? Jesus asks. So in other words, we have to say, now we said that in the Ramban Shit is, the Ramban Shit, the machlekes between the Rishash and the Mechaschinuch, it's a basic machlekes, whether the meloche or mafie consists in the act of putting the dough into the oven. It's not a maisavir and mshaches, but this act of putting the dough in the oven is contingent upon the ultimate krim bitano. But if ultimately it becomes baked, so then the afir does not consist of the whole process. The afir consists in the act of putting the dough in the oven. This is the shite of the Rishash. Memel, the Rishash says that if someone puts the dough into the oven 1 minute before Shkia, Shabbos afternoon, and it's baked, let's say, an hour or 2 hours, it's come upon an hour or 2 hours, it's mitzvah Shabbos, so it's still chay. The Mechaschinuch says it's a dover poshut. The Mechaschinuch says it's a dover poshut in the Mari Chagis, so they say it's a dover poshut that if he puts the dough into the oven late Shabbos afternoon, and it becomes komponel mitzoy Shabbos, so it's potter, because according to Mechaschinuch of Mari Chagis, so it's like zirik mishus hayochel mishus harabi. So the ma'isavir is a ma'isavir and mishachas. So we saw that the Ramban shiti is that like the Rishash. So apparently, this tesvis is in accordance with the shite. The whole tesvis is in accordance with the shite of the Mechaschinu. That afie, so the ma'isavir of afie does not consist only in the act of putting the dough in the tano, but it's a ma'isavir anim sheches, like zerig daladames mishus harabi. So it's the same avire, mavir daladamim mishus harabim and zirik. Now certainly when someone is mavir, when he carries the handkerchief in his pocket and he walks with it, so the maisavir is nimsheches. If somebody is mavir mishus hayochel mishus harabim, so the maisavir is nimsheches. Let's say he makes the akire from the mishus hayochel and he has a chifetz in his pocket. So he makes the akire at 7 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos. And then he goes in the Rishus Harabim and doesn't stop. He doesn't stop until he finally, let's say, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he stops. He stops. As a matter of fact, even if a person, let's say, stops because of the light, so that wouldn't be considered as anoche skufe, because that would be like stopping for the light would be like lechatit vasoy. So only if it's omad lofush. So if you stop because you want to rest up, but if you stop because you have to fix the baggage, or if you stop because you don't want to be run over by a car, so that's likely sake masoi. So in other words, so a person, let's say, if he leaves his house, let's say 7 o'clock in the morning, and then he keeps on walking and traverses, let's say, 5 miles or more, and then he finally stops at 1 o'clock, Lofush, so that means that the Maisavere, he'll be chayev only when he stops Lofush. So the Maisavere is Nimsheches. So Memele, suppose instead of being Mavir the Chayfet, he would just throw a Chayfet. So it's also Maisavere Nimsheches. So Memele, that's the Shite of the Mechaschinuch, that when you put dough into the oven and until it's come upon hour, it takes 2 hours. So then the Maisavere is Nimsheches for the 2 hours. So it is just as if, in other words, let's say, we say that when one is Zeirik Mishayach Lishisarabim, so it, my Savir is Nimsheches, and we consider it as if instead of being Zeirik Mishayach Lishisarabim, he had been carrying it in his hand. Because Zeirik and Mavir are the same as Savir. And by Mavir it's Nimsheches, so by Zeirik it's also Nimsheches. Only difference is, by Mavir he's active in the course of the whole Maisavere, and by Zeirik he's not active. But Alpidin is considered as if he had been Mavir. So Mimele, so according to Mechas Chinuch, whenever you put the dough into the oven, and then after 2 hours it's come upon air, it is baked, so it is considered Alpidin as if instead of putting it in the oven, he would hold, let's say he puts on fireproof gloves, and then he holds the dough in the fire for 2 hours until it's Komponel. Then it certainly, I mean, the Maisavere of Afie is Nimsheches. So every time when a person puts dough into the oven, it is to be considered Alpidin as if instead of leaving the dough in the oven and going to sleep, he had been holding the dough in the fire until it's Komponel. Every time it's a Maisavere Nimsheches. That's the shita of the Mechatz Chinuch.
So Mimele, this is Tesis Kashi. My baye isu, im itiru li odeiso, pshite shelo yishma lonu, im nasalei. Now the halacha is that yesh kei aviat chachom im laakya dobe mlatei rabbi sheval tais.
So because of that, it's imidu divreyem bimokim kores, even bimokim kores. So let's say somebody has to be makrevi kom Pesach, and he was itom emes, and itom emes, let's say, has to have azoye gimul vizayim. So somebody has to sprinkle the mechatos on him on the third day of the 7 days that has to count for the tumas mes, and on the seventh day. Suppose Erev Pesach happens to be on Shabbos, and hazoye is a shvus, you're not allowed because he's misakin gavre. So the Gemara says hemidu devrei mokin kores. So that means now that the Kayan is not allowed to sprinkle the Lichatos on him on Shabbos Erev Pesach. So that means that he will not be able, he'll still remain in Tomei. He will not be able to be Makrev Kom Pesach, and he'll be Mivateil. And Esed Reis and Esed Sheiv Koras, how can he do that? So the answer is because Yesh Gia Ber Trachomim, Lakadov Mateire, Bishev Altais. But sometimes the Chachomim decided not to be Mami Divrayim, and sometimes they will mami devrayim. That's up to the chachomim to decide. But they have that care. Why? Because if, as a result of that takone, that is not that the kohen is not allowed to sprinkle the mechatos on him, and Shabbos Erev Pesach, he will be mivatel the mitzvah hakomes Pesach. But how can he do that? The raise, because yesh kohen chachomim lakadom natir b'sheval tais, but only b'sheval tais. But bikum vasei not. So the kashi, so mele. If we say, like the Mechatz Chinuch, that when one puts the dough into the oven, so it's a ma'isavir and mshaches. So what does it mean a ma'isavir and mshaches? The same way a zeirik mishayoch lishtarabim is a ma'isavir and mshaches. So it's considered as if he had been doing. As if he had been engaged in the Ma'is Avera all the time, even though b'mtzias, the moment, let's say, the ball is detached from his hand, so then he's completely passive. But Alpidin, it's considered as if he had been engaged in the Ma'is Avera from the moment of the Akira until the moment of the Anoche. So here too. So if we, according to Mechatz Chinuch, that is my Savira and Mshaches. So every time a person puts dough into the oven on Shabbos, and then it takes 2 hours until it's come upon air, so it's considered Alpidin as if instead of leaving it in the oven and he becoming passive, he had been holding the dough in the fire until it's come upon air. Alpidin, it's considered like that. Now, suppose he would be holding the dough on the fire. Would it be considered Cheval Taise or Kumvase? Naturally, Kumvase. So even though he's completely Bimtzias, he's passive, but Alpidin, it's a Maisaviran Msheches. Maviran Msheches. So it's considered as if he's holding the door on the fire. even though he doesn't do anything. So Mimelitz Kumva say, how can the Chachomim tell him? Don't take it out. If he doesn't take it out, it means Al Bedin, he continues to hold the dough in the oven. He continues to be a naive, to be engaged in the Maisafir. Maisafir is certainly Kumva say. Bimtzies, he's passive. But Al Bedin, it's Nimsheches. It's his act. So the Chachomim tell him, don't take it out. In other words, in effect, the Chachomim are telling him, continue, Al Bedin, to hold the dough over the fire. Continue to hold the dough over the fire. It's Kumva say. Chachomim have no keyach to do that. So when Teisa says the kashe, pshita shelo yishmalono, it's not that Teisa became a pragmatist all of a sudden. But Teisa's mean pshita shelo yishmalono because they have no keyach to tell him to do that. That's Teisa's kashe. That's Teisa's kashe. So you'll say, no, that's shelo taisi. That is shemal taisi. And even though Al Bedin it's consist, nimshecha is all right, but it's still considered shemal taisi. In other words, in regard to the halacha that Chachomim bezne zikiach to beikah sheval taise or kumba say, so that doesn't depend whether Al Bedin it's considered that he's doing a certain maise, but where it depends upon the question is whether bimtzias he is active or passive. All right, that would be a very good svara, but it's not so. It's not so. In other words, so we have to consider now another question. What is considered whenever there is a difference between Sheval Taise and Kumva Sei? So suppose Al Bedin it's considered that he's doing the Maise, that the Maise Aver is Nimsheches. But Bimtzias, he's passive. Bimtzias, he can even go to sleep and not do anything. So is it considered Kumva Sei or is it considered Sheval Taise? Now we'll see something. In another thing, not in regard to the question as to whether Chachomim have ikeach to be ikeach, this constructive legal kumva say, which actually shevaltais, not in regard to that, but in regard to the halishem shevaltais and kumva say, when something Al Bedin constructively legally, it's there is a mice, he is doing a mice, but b'mtzias actually. His best. Is that considered Sheval Taise or is that considered Kumvase? Now, the distinction between Kumvase and Sheval Taise manifests itself in many realms. One realm in which the distinction between Kumvase and Sheval Taise manifests itself is in regard to the Keyach HaKir. But there is a loche that Kobed Abriyes is the Yechen Isad Rabbonon even with Kumvase, and it's the Yechen the Raise with Sheval Taise. But Kovid Abriyes is not Deiche. Is not Deiche a Kumva Seidereis. So I made it climb a big day, paste not filled with you. You cannot say it's a bizoyen. I mean, it's not nice. I'll strip myself off. All the blood. So, but, because it's Kumva Seid. But if somebody, let's say, walks in the street and then he finds out that it is his apostle, so that means he's mivateil and ese, so he doesn't have to take it off the street. He doesn't, because that's only shalotais. Now, the shaila is, now we have a din in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Aveiros. We have a din, the Ramo in Simen Shinayin Veiz, in Hilchas Aveiros, says as follows. First of all, let's see what the Mechaber says. Afal pi sha'akein osu likonis libis apras oi le'eretz ha'ami im tzorich lilich shom liso that's midrabono. That's the tume midrabono bis apras. So since it's only bosa midrabono, so the chachomim wo matir that he said under certain circumstances im tzorich lilich shom liso yisho ilo meteiro vein liderach hacheres yochel avadach shom afilu imeitzi lil midbok macher. Nichum Aveilim is considered Kovid Abriyes.
Nichma Avelu is considered Alpidin Kovid Aprius for the Meisim, the Avelu, for the Meisim, the Nifter, and for the Chayim, the Avelu. So Memele, in order to Menachem Novo, what a Kayan is allowed to be Mitame himself to Ikumim the way. V'chein Novo lo Eva derech Shom Yochel Lelech Achrona. V'chein Mitame Bituma Shel Divreyem lo Deini Mivit Yechovi ul Ari Rimoem Mipnei Shiu Kematzel Miyodam. V'chein Kol Kayitz Bezim. So in other words, so there is a heter to be mitah for Ikeyan to be mitah in itum and rabon, but not itum and rais. So Memele the Ramos says in the Etlechlet, Keyan shesheich ivorum, vuhu be'eyal imames. Let's say he's a Keyan and he's in a certain room and he finds out that there is a mess in his room and he's naked. So v'lo yoda, if he doesn't know, the Keyan himself doesn't know, but somebody else knows that there is a mess in that house, so he shouldn't tell. He shouldn't tell. Because he doesn't know, so. And as the other one knows, for the other one, it's only a mitzvah of lafrushe misure. So the mitzvah lafrushe misure, that shalot haisen. He doesn't have to tell the king. So, in other words, so he should tell him, listen, he should manipulate that he should get dressed and walk out. Avolim kvori gidlei, but suppose he was already told, the king was already told, that there is a mess in the house, and he's naked. So he's not allowed to put on all his clothes. In the meantime, he'll stay with the mess for an extra few minutes. No, he has to run out the way he is, naked. Also lehamti nachi yal bishatzme. Why? Because Kovid Aprius is not deiche nisam kumvasi. Now, so the Goyen points out that this is stolen Machlekes Rishenim, that's stolen Machlekes Rashi and Teisves. It's actually two Gersois in the Gemara in Broches Dachov. Because Rashi now, the halacha is that one can be Mitame himself, even Mekeyan, even Mekeyan Godel, and Ozia, can and is Mechuyev to be Mitame himself, Temesmit. So Rashi asked the Kashi, how it did more in Gemara in Broches Dafkof? How does the Gemara say that only Sheval Taisi? Only Sheval Taisi. So Kovid Aprius is Deiche only Sheval Taisi the Raisi. But Ikumvase it's not Deiche. Why don't we learn out from the Tume of Baimes Mitzvah that he came and King Godel and Nozir? He's allowed to be mitame himself, be yodai, to a mes mitzvah. So why? Because of the Kovid Aprius, mes mitzvah. So we see that Kovid Aprius is deiche, even nisa bekumvasei, like tumel mes, which is be yodai, bekumvasei. So Rashi gives the teretz in Broches Dafkov. Here, it's not an in of three of Kovid Aprius. There it's utro. It's a special tersakos. The whole iser of Tumas Keanim or Tumas Nozi or Limes was not mentioned in connection with Mes Mitzvah. Mes Mitzvah is excluded from the iser. It's not an inyan of Tchi. It's not an inyan of Tchi. So Mimele, we cannot learn out other Kovid Aprius, not Mes Mitzvah. It's especially the Sakos of that the iser of Tumas Keanim doesn't apply in Tumas Nozi, does not apply to Mes, in the case of Mes Mitzvah. This is what Rashi says. Teisves is Chelikin. It seems that took your sois in the Gemara then. Teisves is chaylik. And Teisves shite is, no. Teisves shite is that the aloche that the Keyan is allowed to be mitamit mes mitzvah is not a din of utro, because the whole love of Tumas Keyanim was not mentioned in connection with mes mitzvah. In other words, according to Rashi, so the heter of mes mitzvah is analogous to the heter of doing meloche lechol nefesh ayom tev. The Torah didn't ask him lechaz v'chol nefesh. The Torah didn't ask him to meskeyanim and to masnozia by mesmit. Teisves is chelik, and teisves shite is that it's not that the Torah didn't ask him. It's an inyan of tchiyah. And what is deiche? Kovid Aprius is deiche. So if it's an inyan of tchiyah that Kovid Aprius of the mesmitzvah is deiche, the fact that he will have no kvure, so is deiche. So we should be able to learn out that Kovid Aprius is deiche every leisese bekumvasei. So Teisve says no.
because only the love of the Meskianim, because it's a love shinishovi b'cheil. So Kovod HaBrias is the Yechei. Only the love of Nozir, because it's a b'shail. So in other words, according to Teisves, Kovod HaBrias is the Yechei, a love like to Meskianim that is in Yishovi b'cheil. So according to Teisves, the Goyim points out. So if the Kayan is naked and he's told there is a mess in the house, so he is not mechuyev to run out naked, but he can get dressed because it's Kovod HaBrias to run out naked. So it's deiche. The love become vasei too, because this love, it will not be deiche. It's not deiche the love of flying, because that's a love, loves that is shove bechei. But the love of tumeskeyani is a love shein is shove bechei. So in other words, but the mechaber and Ramor, they both pasken that if the keyan is naked and he found out there is a mess in the house, so then he's mechuyev to run out naked, because we pass like Rashi, not like this. Oh, but then there is another shabbat. Now, let's see. So he says, so kein shishich evorim v'ubei elim ames v'lo yoda in lahagid leili kol istam sheyitze kini sheyal bishatz mitchil avolim kvar yigiduloi oso lehamti nat sheyal bishatz. But the question is this: true, we pass like Rashi, but according to Rashi too, Shevaltai says Deiche. So Bishleime, when it's a question, you know, of being mitamim himself, you're dying. I understand. Then it's Kumasei. But here, he's in the house. He slept all night in the house. Now we found out there is a mess. He doesn't do anything. So it'll be Shevaltai say. The answer is, that Alpidin, it's not considered Cheval Taisi. Alpidin, it's not considered Cheval Taisi. Now, the aloha is Lafshein b'maise, so he's in Lake Nolom. Still, the aloha is that if someone, let's say, entered into a house and there is no mess, at that time there is no mess, then he mess died, and he had shius. He had an opportunity, he had enough time to work out. And he was saying he didn't work out. So it's Chaim Malkus if he had a soy. He had a soy. Why? But it's a lav shem b'maise. The answer is, al pidin, if someone is in the eil ames, in the mokim of tume, so it's considered as if he's mitam himself here dying. Because after all, he entered the house. And then he had an opportunity to leave the house. He didn't. So Alpidin, it's considered as if he was mitaming Salvadayim. Even though Bimtzias is completely passive, he didn't do anything. He just is passive. Status quo, that's all. Inertia. He stays in bed the way he is. But Alpidin, it's considered Kumbasek. So we see. That here it's not in connection with the Shaila, whether Yesh Kerevet Chachom Lakadol Nateir or not, but it's in connection with the Shaila as to whether Kovod HaBrias is Deiche Desise or not. So Kovod HaBrias is not Deiche Desise. Why? Because that's Kumbasei. But why? Because Alpidin is considered Biodai. Alpidin is considered Biodai. So Mele here too, if it's an Aviran im Sheche, so Alpidin, every time you put the dough into the oven, and it takes 2 hours until it is gone for now, so it's considered Alpidin as if instead of leaving it in the oven, he had been holding the dough over the fire. So that's Kumva say. So how can the Chachomim say you are not allowed to be raided? Not allowed to raid. It's in Keach, lo yishmalei. He doesn't have to listen. Memele, if he doesn't have to listen, so of course the Chachomim will not be misake. That's the discussion. All right. V'tiretz rivon. D'im lo yitiru lo yimechayev skile. Kim shemaniach milir deis al dima she'onu eislim loi. V'chein b'psochim v'seif periko yisho orla zoye v'izemel hemidu divreyem v'mokim kores. Al me lo yimechayev kores. Hoil v'rabonon hu di'asrel l'mevet pesach. So what is the terez? The rivon's terez. So it seems that while Teisves in the Kash assumed that where Alpidin it's Nimsheches, the Mais Aver, But b'mitzias he is passive. So then we consider it from the point of view of what it is al pedin, not from the point of view of what or of in what state he actually is, whether he's actually in his state, in an active state or in a passive state. That was the premise of Teisves in the Kashe. So the Rebbe says, no, that even though Alpidin, the Maisa Avera is Nimsheches, even though the Maisa Avera, Alpidin is Nimsheches, and it's considered Alpidin, as if instead of leaving the door in the oven, he would be holding it above the fire in his hand until it's Kompanel, but Bimtzias, he's completely passive. So Mimele, the Chachomim Abikeach, to be Iker. And Teisus mentions the Gemara for El Azoi Vizemel. These are all examples of the Halochi. The Gemara in Yivomes, in the Sugi of Yeshkebet Chachomim Akadol Natera, Vishal Taitse. So the Gemara in Yivomes mentions Ori El Azoi Vizemel as an example of this Keach of the Chachomim of Bezin, to be Iker. What does Oral mean? Oral. So Bisil say that if somebody was in Nisgaya Erev Pesach, or even a few days before Pesach, so Haklapiris mean Ole, it doesn't mean Ole, just Ole. It means Ole of Goyus. In other words, if he was a Goy before, and then he was Nisgaya, so Haklapiris mean Ole, Kipiris mean Akever. Now, if somebody is Pirish Menakever, he has to count 7 days, and he has to have Azoye Gimu V'Zayah on the 3rd and the 7th day. So if he goes, it's Mizgayah. So Midrabonon, he has it to Mesmes. Why would Chachomim Misaki in such a strange takone? Because the average person, a Jew or a Goy, at some time was Mitami himself for Mes. At some time was Mitami himself for Mes. But a Goy is not mikabel tumah. That's the aloha. Only Yisrael is mikabel tumah. But a goy, even if he touches a mess 1,000 times, he doesn't become tumah. He doesn't become tumah. But Chachomim are misaking that anyone who is misgayer should be considered as a tumah mess, and he should count that 7 days and make azoyer upon himself a gimel b'zayin 30 days. So you remember, I was Mitami myself last year, and still I was able to eat the compressor and the market. So this year too, and you don't realize there is a fundamental difference. Because last year it was really going, so even though we touched him a few days before Pesach, he didn't become something, now he's new. So in some age, he won't realize it. Because of that, we still say that our appearance, So in Mele, you cannot bring the call, so in the Mavapa and everything, but in Jew already has paid. The answer is yes, they have a Chachom in the other. If the Chachom decides so, sometimes the Chachom decides to be Mami the Rome of Korez and sometimes not. So by case of always, so the community is ready. It's the middle of the prayer. And then the Hazoy. And I do it if somebody is a Shabbat is out of faith. If Shabbat is out of faith, and it's the 7th day, but you have to make a joke on the 7th day. But if the truth is consacrated, Yavra, then I look at you, he didn't make a joke. And he's not doing it from that. Or the general, suppose
מכירים כשל הכי שומר את דאבלט, זה לא דרך את דאבלט, שאיבן יש באינטר המשבור, יש לי את זה ומיר, יש לי את זה סאפים, והוא איכות את שאינו מרבת.
So,
Rabboni, he's not allowed to carry. But he's not allowed to carry, that means he will not be mal d'kayel, he will not be mal d'kayel. Even though, really, there is no forest for not mal d'kayel, but if someone is immoral, so there is forest. So the effort of really is more humble than the ordinary effort. So we need to obey it, we need to obey it, not the So all these things, are examples of the alokas which we are coming like a plane in a tree and a genotype. And this is meant to be that. Apparently, why is it that the party assumes that in view of the fact that it is in check, that in view of the fact
that it is in check,
some millions can see that from that tree and a home has no tree at the end here. So in the territory, he says, no, how to deal constructively and legally so it can see that it's in check. But the fear is better. So the mayor star is in the dark with our rocket of this fear and a hundred
to the fear and
cannot answer. So as long as the fear is cannot answer, the hundred has a fear. Today, the people say, the hundred has a fear today, so the mayor will not be hired. Will not be hired. You will be all in the highest fear. People cannot be hired. Very much unknown is that. Now, so what is the reason why? Because he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer. Please, come and tell him, he's not doing it, he's not doing it. And the thing is, come and tell him, he's not doing it, he's not doing it. So the Torah is allowing to do it. So the mayor, he's a lawyer. So he's a lawyer. Now, so, So it's not now. So first of all, there's a big critic to this thing. There's a big critic to this thing. I mean, he seems to be in conflict with the previous thing. We said in the previous thing, that's not the way I said. I mean, I don't know. The previous thing. There are two possible problems in the first and the previous thing. When the result says that we're not becoming in this position, we're happier. The rest of my down in the market is
We cannot say
in
order to prevent an Avir Chmuro over there, so even
without another person. But the other person is Avir enemy is the effect
of this person.
Might be so considered that it is the same person.
But there, when he does the Avir Kalo,
so he does it before the Avir Chmuro
will be done by the other person. Mashaykin here, even though it's the same
person. But the Mashaykin was done already. Even in his life.
So it's dependent upon his certain
confusion. So the mayor is the same person.
So he could say that even the same person.
So he's not allowed to be the mayor in order to be later enough.
An Avera that was done already. That was done already.
So that was the Ramban, so he could explain the Rebbe like the Ramban.
Now the Ramban Shite is like, the Rishash. But then I said that there is another possible job.
That the Rebbe Shite is not like the Ramban.
The Ramban Shite is like the Rishash.
But the Rebbe Shite is like the Mishnah Chiyo. So why did he say
that feel mad because me in lifshit mishom lehati you hot to matain ben ate o yitze u mutu te yate te yate isa kalv li asi isa homor al yode ova avol hoche hamaite te yitze von ate
why did he say von ate
e kommt in mechas chinuch
it's not nate it's my tavir in shahed the answer is al kudin it's in shahed but in shahed what do you every part of the
Maitabere was already done. He's completely passive.
So in other words, so the reward agrees with the Metatrino.
But he says, when do we say that one
can do an Avere, that Avere, that an Avere power today
is Nitret, before an Avere Chmur of tomorrow,
before an Avere Chmur of tomorrow, that is,
if the Avere Kalo, if the Avere Chmur of tomorrow, is the Kumbate.
What is the Avere Chmur of tomorrow?
Yes, Bishav Al Taise, is Bishav,
Valtaise is Avere Chmur of tomorrow.
Is Bishav Valtaise. So then,
the Avere Kalo of today is not Nitres
before the Avere Chmur of tomorrow, which is Bishav Valtaise. But then,
so in other words, so we don't have to say that the reward,
the first reward, the reward in Tesis Dibar Abbasal Chemo Chatek. So we don't have to say that the reward is the Shite of the Ramban Rishash.
No, the reward could agree
with the Shite of
the Mechatrino. But
when do we say that an Avere Kale of today is Nitret before an Avere Kale, an Avere Chmur of tomorrow, if the Avere Chmur of later on is the Kumbate?
But here, if you shall die, and even though I could be, even though I could be,
it's a
Mait Avere Nitret, but in Tiers, if you shall die.
So then we ask, so, but
if you mention the halacha of Kefnes Rabbi and Kefnes
Mecheret, even though it's a very interesting of Leila Mentavet,
so then, so,
because Pitl Pir Yavrivio is an Avere Chmuro, it's Mohammed, so Mimele, the Avere Kalo,
of the Esher of the Mtavedu
is Nitres of one person, of the other is Nitres in face of the Avere Chmuro of Bittul Pir Yavrivio, even though the Avere Chmuro of Bittul Pir Yavrivio is Mishavot Aise. So we see that even in regard to another person, not the same person, so an Avere Kalo, so Avere Kalo of now is Nitres in face of an Avere Chmur of later on, even though the Avere Chmur is Bishav Atayis. So we have to say that the Pshat in the Rivoy is that he agrees with the Kitab of the Rishash. So Memele, it's not Nimsheches. So that's why there couldn't be any tree.
But if he agrees with the
Shite of the Ramban, if he agrees with the Shite of the Ramban, the Rivoy,
so then the whole Kasha doesn't begin.
The basis of the Kashi is because it's a Maisavir and Msheches. But if we say
like the Rishash, so then there is no
Kashi. What does Tesis ask? My bayi is uimitiro deso. Pshite shelo yishmalonu. Why lo yishmalonu?
Why is no yishmalonu? Why is to that point? If there is no yishmalonu.
So we have to say that the
war.
So this Tesis Shite here is in accordance with the Shita of the Mechatzchino. That's the basis of this discussion. So then
we have to understand.
So why does the Rivo in the previous days say that Ein Lifshit Mishom?
Ein Lifshit Mishom. So we have to explain it, because even though it's in my Tavir and Shechel, but the Tiers is better.
So we don't say that an Avere Kalo now is Nitres in face of an Avere Chmura b'shev al Taise l'itran.
It's only Nitres in face of an
Avere Chmura b'kum vase l'itran. But then we are faced with other difficulty. So why does Tesis say that the Odom is
Nitra, today we have the Isha Eser, where we have the
in order to prevent the Avere Chmura of the Bito Pir Yavrivio, which is b'shev al Taise. So there is one fundamental difference, because now we have to get it tired. We can say it away. So what is it? It's an Iserese? Or there is no Iserese?
It's a Bito Mitzvah.
So we can say either way. In other words, that Leila Misavedo implied the lava bomb palette in Isarese. And we can say no, that Leila Misavedo does not imply a lava bomb palette. But there is only a chiyuv to be mishtabet. To be mishtabet in him. So, Mimele, if he's mishacher him, he's mivatel. The chiyuv effect
of keeping him there. Now, so forth. The Rajbo, certainly.
The Rajbo shiti is that there is no mishtabet.
Or being sacrilegious, because the Rajbo
says the debt doesn't apply to a chotzeim and a chotzeim achir. So then the kasha that all the achirim ask against the Rajbo is from the Yomore of Chetzishiv Chetzachir.
So we said that time, the Rajbo doesn't mean this is special aloch, special to the chotzeim. The Torah is a beidu. The Yisrael of being sacrilegious
is limited only to a Evid Gomo, not to chotzeim and a chotzeim achirim. A chotzeim and a chotzeim achirim, it applies to chotzeim and a chotzeim achirim also. But in regard to a chotzeim and a chotzeim achirim after the Mishnah Achene, where the Chachomim were mafkia, the Kinyan Momen, so since the Kinyan Momen is spoken, so then there is no eser of Yisrael of being Mishacharim, But Machenke, vis-a-vis chetzeim and a chotzeim achirim, so there is no Mishnah Achene, the Chachomim were not mafkia, the Kinyan Momen, so then
there is the eser of Yisrael of Tavei.
So the Pshat in the Rashbo obviously is that Leilu Misavedu does not imply
an interest of being Misavedu. But it only implies the realness of being Misavedu.
So in whom can be Misavedu? If he has a king moment in there. But if
the king moment is broken, the Chachom is more here because of Hechtabed and Hechtabed. So the Chachom had the chaos in Mashiach the Kinyan Momen. So then, if the Chachom were Mashiach the Kinyan Momen, so then
they cannot. So then there is no mitzvah of being mishtabed me.
But Teisves is coming from the Rashbo,
and Teisves bases it upon the concept of Chateikish Yischaveicho.
So that means
that the essay still applies to Chotzev and Chotzev Achirin even after the Mishnah Achirin, and of course Teisves will not. You that after the Mishnah Chene, so the Kinyan Momen is spoken because the Gemara in Gittin calls such an Eved. What's the definition of Muga Getshichu? Someone who the Kinyan Momen is spoken, like Mafkir Avde, and the Kinyan Nisa remains. So that means
that Nisa told the Nisa.
I said, no, so that's no Raya. No Raya. Because Tesis can also agree with the Rashbo that Leilu Misavedu does not imply an Isarese. It's only a Chiyuvase.
But
according to the Rashbo, so the Chiyuvase consists only in doing work with them. So Mele, if he's a Mukir Getshicho, and the Kiyamom Nispoka, he cannot do work with them anyway.
So how can there be a Chiyuv of doing work with them? According to this, it's an effort to keep him as an Eved. To keep him as an Eved.
So even though he cannot do work in him anyway, but he's still mechuyev to keep him as an Eved.
He's mechuyev
to keep him as an Eved. And if he's mishacharim, so he's mivatil the essay of keeping him as an Eved.
So the aveir is mishamotayse. The aveir is not mekumbatay. From the mele, you can explain the tesis, the first of all, that not in accordance with the people of the Rishas.
Not in accordance with the Rishas. But it can be that the first revolt can agree with the sheet of the Mechaschino. So, and still, he distinguishes between
a case where the Averech Moro is done actively or the Averech Moro is going to be done passive.
In other words, when do we say?
When do we say that Averon Halov now is before the Averech Moro later on? If the Averech Moro later on is done, is active. But if the Averech Moro is passive, even though Al-Pedin is in Cheches,
but it's still passive, so Memele, the Averech Kalo now
is not done, is not Mitzvah before the Averech Moro later on, that is about Aise. But then we ask, so how about
Bnes Rabbi, Veisei Seber Chirin, Mshacherei Sei. The answer is, over there, the Avira Kalo that is Nitre is also Mishal Al-Taisei, because there is no Isra Sei, Elav Abom Chola Sei.
Bashinke in here. So
the Abirikala now is the Kumbate. So the Pshat is this. Kumbate, whenever there is a conflict.
So in other words,
Kumbate cannot be Mitre.
That
Kumbate cannot be Mitre before Shabbat. Even the same person.
Yes, Mashenkin, if both the Avir Kalo is Shaval Taise and the Avir Chmuro is Shaval Taise in the same person,
so if there is a conflict in the same person, as whether he should be either one Avir of Shaval Taise or another Avir of Shaval Taise. So then, we should, of course, it's Mistaber that the Avir Kalo is Shaval Taise is Mitre before the Avir Chmuro is Shaval Taise. So they are by Chotem and Chotem Echirin, both Avir. Because when a Nobi is Mishachi and he's not in there in Avera, he's not there. He's the Vatu Deese. So he's Avera in Shalot Aise.
And that's an Avera Kalo. And when the Eved it doesn't get married, so then he's also Mivatu in Avera Chmuro in Shalot Aise.
So in any way, the Avera Kalo in Shalot Aise of the Odin is Nitre. Before the Avera Chmuro, of David, he cannot take it. Machete, in this case.
So the reverse is
that you will not be cast me with the Kisham Rabia. The Hotama Dayan will not feel you there. We would have had the Issa Kaul, we had the Issa Homer Yode. So the Issa Kaul of the Dias Apart, that's the Kumate. David of Murov, here of course it's much more Homer, I mean, any day, but that's the Kumate. So the Mele, that in Avera Murov, Avera Murov, Bishavaltaise is not Nitre. Avirakalo Bikumbate, Rivias apart, is not Nitre in face of the Avirakmuro, that is Bishavaltaise. And this is all Alpidin, it's in my Tavira Mishaches, but it's still considered a Shavaltaise. Alright, now, so then the
Bibo gives the Teretz,
Yim Loyitir, when Yichayesh Tira, Yitiru Shimaniach Miliyot. All the matzon leisrulei,
remember Pesach.
A matzon leisrulei, the same b'tzochim is very koyisho. Or as we read them, we need the brain of the korek. Alma lemechayis korek, for the rabbonim who the atzrulei remember Pesach. So Tesis says that he will not be mechayis korek. Not the chayis mechayis korek. Why?
So because he's an onus. This is how it is. This is how this Tesis is explained. Now, when is he an onus? He's an onus
in the concluding phase. In the final phase of the Maisa Avera Nishachet. It's the Maisa Avera Nishachet. According to Jesus. Not like the Risha. Not like the Michas Chino. So, since the Chachomim had the Keach to be in Keach. In Shevot Aise. And this is Kansila Shevot Aise. This is Kansila Shevot Aise. So, maybe they have a Keach to be in Keach. So, since they have a Keach to be in Keach, so maybe he's an honest. He's an honest in what phase of the Maisa Avera Nishachet. In the final phase. Of the Maisa Avera Nishachet. But in the initial phase of the Maisa Avera Nishachet, who forced him to put the door in the oven? The Chachomim forced him. And when the Chachomim forced him, it means the Torah forced him. Because everything that Chachomim is mitzakei becomes incorporated into the Torah. So the Torah forces him to continue being Eveya, Bishev Al Taise, the Maisa Avera of Chilul Shabbos. The Torah forces him. But the initial phase of the Maisa Avera Nishachet. So that insult is the same age. The Torah didn't force him, the Torah on the contrary. Don't put the dough in the oven. Mm-hmm. So he's still put that. Why? Because the same thing is there. So even though the philosophy of the Maisa Avera is the rotten, he's the same thing of the Maisa Avera is the same age. So the halacha of the Rachmone Patret, why? Is that so? Is it so? Suppose someone will do a certain Maisa Avera, and at the beginning of the Maisa Avera, in the initial phase, so it's not. But then in the final phase, it is vain. So the tool of Lanara is not the double. That's the source for the aloha of Bonus Rachmone Patre. Apply on that? Maybe the whole aloha of Bonus Rachmone on the top of the path trail, and now it's not more, is where he was in on the top of the path, let's say, when an Aram Rosso is late. So she's on the all the time. But in the initial phase, it was the Tainer. And the final phase, it was Tainer. Maybe there is no Ptura Tainer. So it seems, so from this basis, from the distant voice appear, that even in the case, was that even in the case where in the initial phase it was the wrong, but in the final phase of the Maitavera in Jack. So it is Venus, so the Ptur of Onkrachmole Patre Dwight. Now the Mir in Sanhedrin, the Mir in Sanhedrin mentions today. Now the halacha is that on three averes, on the door of the Reich of the Domain, so the halacha is that he has to be made an action. But still the Rambam says, suppose someone is forced to be either at the door. If not, he'll be killed. And he didn't do it, and he was David on his own, so he's put up on it. He was an honesty. He had to be honest. Inasmuch as he did it under the coercion of getting killed, so he's considered he has to be honest. He has to be honest. So the Miri in Sanhedrin agrees with that shite, but he mentions two shite. Suppose the way it was in 1492, here it was. So then Queen Isabella, so told them, and that was, I don't know what day it was in the civil calendar, but in the Jewish calendar it was Tisha B'Av, that was the deadline. The Tisha B'Av of 1492, that every Jew in Spain must leave Spain by the Tisha B'Av of 1492. By the Tisha B'Av of 1492. So, and anyone who remains in Spain after the Tisha B'Av of 1492, that was the decree of Queen Isabella. So then, either he'll convert himself into Catholicism, and if not, he'll be killed immediately. Now, suppose they are too late in regard to a number of Jews who did not leave Spain. Did not leave Spain. And then they were told, either you convert yourself or you get killed. And they didn't let themselves be killed, and they converted themselves. Do they have a din of onus? Let's say. Of course they actually shall make a din. They had to be in every themselves, especially in this case. I mean, they had an alternative of going in exile. So they actually did. But the question is whether they were postulated or not. If somebody was David Avizor, Mahmatinez, some postulated, on the Tramway part, he actually did, he's a hate, but he's postulated. But if he's an onusta, then he's postulated. He's postulated, and he's in the Mumer, everything. He's in Mumer, Hate, Kule, Avizor. So, the Kailas stuck, students in the, I don't know whether they call them Rishenim or the earlier Chenim. So there are many Chuvas about that. But the Miri in Sanhedrin mentions this. In other words, that's the same child. You see, at the beginning, at an early stage, so they were not anything. Because they had an alternative to go in exile. And that is not considered anything. Only the coercion of getting killed is considered only. But the coercion of going into exile, as unpleasant as it is not, does not give him a din of honor. But at the end, it was already an honor, because he had just another alternative of letting himself be killed. So the Miri mentions today. The Miri doesn't mention Gerus Lorat, because the Miri is before Gerus Lorat, but he mentions the same situation. In other words, if at the beginning he had an opportunity of going into exile, and then at the end he had no other alternative except of letting himself be killed, so there are two days. So in other words, what's the machleket between the 2 days in the Mir in Sanhedrin? The 2 days in the Mir in Sanhedrin, that the machleket is on this point. In other words, if at the beginning, at the very outset, he was not an host. But at the end, when he does the Maisa Veire, he's a nonus. So whether he's considered a nonus or he's not considered a nonus. So there was one day that he's considered an Ivdal Yisrael and made his place, what it's everything. And he's a Muman and everything. And there's another day, and no. Since at the end, he was a nonus. So Mimele, he's considered a nonus. So of course, the day that says, so it seems, that this lotion in the mirror in Sanhedrin, that says, that where at the beginning, under the Rosh, the Rosh also mentions, in Machlekes Rishayim, in regard to such a mitzvah. There is a tshuva in the Rosh, in regard to such a nusi, who at the beginning had an alternative to go in exile. And then in the end, when they were forced to convert themselves, they had no other alternative except getting killed. So the Rebosh himself mentions today. So of course, the shite that they don't have a din of anusim. Why? Because let's say before the Tisha B'Av of 1492, so they had no alternative of going into exile. Certainly cannot agree with the taste. It's a kalachim of what? Because over there, at the time of the Maisa Avere, when they shma themselves, when they come to the word themselves, that's the Maisa Avere. So they are mamishanus. They have a dinner on us. Then they have no other alternative except letting themselves be killed, and that's considered anus. Even though a person has pure hofshu to give up his life. But it's al-pidin is considered honest, in spite of that prior hofshu. So even though at the time of the Maisavere, when are they doing even the Maisavere, the whole Maisavere of Avdi Zorek, when they convert themselves, not here, let's say, in before Tisha B'Av 1492, then they didn't do the Maisavere, then they were Mikaim of the Mitzvahs before the Tisha B'Av of 1492. But in view of the fact that he had the choice of not being given on the Zohar and not getting killed before the Maisa Avere, so Mimele is not considered a nonus even at the time of Maisa Avere, even though throughout the Maisa Avere of Avdi Zohar he is a nonus. So Rachatamo Vechamo in this case where it was Birotzen in the initial phase of the Maisa Avere Mishah, but it was not Birotzen in the final phase, certainly shouldn't be considered a nonus. He certainly shouldn't consider that. And, so this, the thesis here certainly does not accord with the Rishayim we say, with that washing the Miri, that in such a case, like the certain Anusim in 1492, they don't have a din of honors. But even those Rishayim would say that such Anusim have a din of Anusim, so it does not necessarily mean that they have to agree with this thesis. Because they could say, oh, but they are, so during the Maisa Avere, they have no other alternatives except letting themselves be killed. And that's anus. Mashingen here, so at the time of the Maisa Avere, during one phase of the Maisa Avere, they were still the rest. But only in the final phase. But those Rishenim who say that a Jew who did not go in exile on the deadline, and then when he converted himself, he had no other choice except letting himself be killed, he can agree with the statement. But he does not necessarily have to agree with the statement. But the other Rishenim certainly cannot agree with the statement. Now, there is a Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, "Ve'afal pichein pirkim v'chesidatir aloch adalim. Ve'afal pichein mitnishov abeines, someone who did a mizor abeines or a rayes. Ve'in tzorich lima so in malkinesi. Ve'in tzorich lima shememisinesi be'ezdi. Afil horad abeines. She'in malkinu memisin el leiver b'tzeinu ve'idim v'asroy. She'nema abeinesi mizar el amelech." ונוסעתי אספון אי בואי שאהו ופי השמוי אלום דו אהו ולאונוס ולשגי ולמיות ומאי ואווי לסכחוב עם שיח מורו מנעקי ואווי ודאי סובי נס אין החייב קורס ונצורך לימא מסלדד Kol chemel is yom mitzvah tamuret v'teiro. Uva raya su eimeir vila nara li tase dovo. Then the Rambam says, Avo yochei li malik nafshei vili vreach mitachas yad hamelech horosho vene eise hinei hu ki kelef shov al kir vio nikra ilid al izgrovin dimezi vio nitrat mino eilom habo v'yeret li madrege hatachtene shov genet. This is the only place where the Rambam mentions the word genet in the Yoreh Hadar. The only place. There are certain svarim, certain manuscripts, where this whole expression is not mentioned. But in most texts of the Rambam, this is mentioned. And that's the only case, the only place where the Rambam mentions the term genet in the Yoreh Hadar. In Pirush HaMishneh, in Sanhedrin, Chilek, he mentions genet, he discusses genet, what genet is. But in Yoreh Hadar, that's the only place where the term genet appears. So the question is, what did Ram want here? Avol in Yochel in Malit Nafshei v'Livreach mitachsiyat HaMelech Horosh. In other words, that's the way it was in Spain in 1492. V'Neise hinei uki kelep shov al kiei v'un nikrei v'dav eskhovim b'meizi v'un nitrat me'il mabo v'yeireg l'madreg atachtei shogenem. So there are some miforshim who say that the Rambam has referenced to a case even if in the end he had no choice of Livreach, but he had a choice of Livreach after a certain deadline, and he stayed till the Tisha B'Av of 1492, and then he has no other alternative, so he's also an Ilichomim. Alright, whether this is the Pshat in the Rambam, or maybe the Pshat in the Rambam, maybe the Rambam is a first case where he always had an alternative of going to exile, but he didn't want to go in exile. So that's another question. So some Mefarshim Achrim say that in the case where he has the alternative of going into exile after the last moment, so Michael Mashmalon, why does the Rambam have to tell us? I mean, such a devotion. I mean, that the fact that he has to choose exile doesn't make him into nonsense. That's a devotion that goes without saying. So because of that, some Achrim say that the Rambam has reference to this situation. In other words, so they're trying to deduce from this Rambam that the Rambam agrees with the Shite mentioned by the Miri, that if at the very outset he had the choice of saving his life and not becoming an Eved HaMizoreh, but at the end he had no other choice except giving up his life, then he's considered a Miri. All right. So there are certain texts in Rambam that don't have that. All right. Anyway, it's a Machlokes Rashim. So it seems that, so of course, one Shite certainly does not agree with the Shite of this Tesis. But even the other Shite does not have to agree. But it can accord, the other Shite. Now we see that Shaila discussed by Rishayim in Ksuves. In Shidim Ubetes, in Ksuves. The Flame, in Ksuves. Now, you see, the case of someone who is forced, you know, at the end, either to convert himself or to get killed, is not mamish analogous to our case. But the case in Ksuves Daf Lamed, where Machlesenim, is mamish, the identical situation. I mean, it seems to be the identical, on the surface, it seems to be the identical situation. In Ksuves Daf Lamed Amud Beis, so Teisve says, if the Teisve is the Dibra Masru with Limotzla Adura Mechaiv, I don't want to go over the Gemara and the Teisve, but Teisve says in effect here that if let's say Ruvain will push Trumo into the Beis Abliye, of Shimon, and Shimon is a Kehen. Shimon is Ezar, and Shimon is Ezar. Ezar is not allowed to eat Trumo. If Ezar eats Trumo, so it's Chayim Shemayim, it's Chayim Malkus. So if Ruvain will be Teichi
Truma into the Besabli of Shimon, Besabli of Shimon, and at the very outset, when he starts pushing it into his mouth, into his Besabli, so Shimon lets it. Then, before it goes down into the Besabli, before it goes down into the esophagus, so he changes his mind, Shimon. But at that time, Reuven becomes stubborn and he doesn't listen to him. So at the beginning, Shimon agreed that the Reuven should push down the truma into Shimon, who is the Tzar, into his esophagus, into his Besabli, into his Besabli. But at the end, the last moment, when Reuven pushes that mamesh into, when it's into the Besabliye, so then he doesn't want, but then Reuven refuses and he pushes it down. So Teisve says here in Ksuvah Zaflamet that Shimon is not an honest. Shimon is not an honest because he shouldn't have given permission to Reuven at the very outset to push it down, to put it in his mouth and then start pushing it. He only decided to resist the last moment. So he's not an honest. So in other words, Teis Veshite in Ksuves is not like Teis Veshite here. But the Shimkubetes mentions in the name of the Shite Yishono, that is an honest. Since the last moment, when it's pushed down into the Besabliye, he doesn't want, but then Reuven doesn't listen to him, so he's an os. So in other words, so this Teisves could only accord with the Shite of the Shite Yishono, but it couldn't accord with the Shite Sateisves in Ksuves Daflame. But then, we have to discuss another question. Now we said that the Kasha of Teisves is based upon the premise that Afiye doesn't the Maisavere. The Maisavere of Afiye is in the Maisavere and Mshechas, like the Michas Chinuch. Otherwise, Teisves wouldn't have any cash. Now, and then the Rivo gives the Teretz, the Imlo Yitiroloi Mechayev Skile Kivim Shemaniach Mevirdit Lamashinu Yisrelei, so he's an honest. So from this revolt, that he agrees with the Michas Chinuch premise, not with the Rishas premise, because even according to Michas Chinuch, so it's a big chiddush, because we see that there is a machlek Rishenim. If at the outset he was not an onus, and at the end he's an onus, whether it's considered an onus or not. But if we say like the Rishas, then it doesn't even make sense. If we say like the Rishash, because according to the Rishash, the Maisavir is not the Maisavir and Imsheches. The Maisavir is done at the time when he puts the dough into the oven. It's like Zereya. The Maisavir is done when he puts the seeds into the sand. And even though the Ashroshe would take place 3 days later, so the Rishash says, and if he'll take out the seeds on Sunday morning or on Monday, before the Ashroshe takes place, so then it will frustrate, it will negate the whole act of Zriye. But if it is not frustrated, so then the Maisavire is done completely at the time when he puts the seeds into the soil. So if the Rivo had agreed with the Shita of the Rishash that the Maisavire was done already, but he has a way of being Eikel Mafreya, so how could he be considered an onus al-Bedin just because he was an onus in negating the Maisavere? What kind of an onus is he? Let's say, suppose someone will take a Shvue. Shvue shalo yeichel kiker aleph, kiker one. Im lo yeichel, Kika number two. So kika number one is the kika shal Yisera, and kika number two is the kika shal Tnai. And then the eight, lo yechal kika number one im loye geil im 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 ei geil im im ei geil im ei geil chicken number 2. So then let's say ki ei berotzen chicken number 1 and then ki ei benes chicken number 2. Somebody pushed it in his base ablie. Kika number 2. He pushed it in his ablie. So we'll say that he's potter of Malkes, because after all, he was an onus in the Tnai. Then said, it's only a Tnai. He was not an onus in the Maizavere. So Mimele, if the Rivoed agreed with the Shite of the Rishash, that the Maizavere consists in the act of putting the dough into the oven, so how it wouldn't even make sense to say that just because he tried to negate the Maisavir and Beikal Mafreya, but the Torah didn't let it. So maybe because of that he should be anonymous, because he was anonymous in negating, but he was not anonymous in the whole Maisavir. So it wouldn't even make sense. So in other words, so it's Tiraye Brure from this Rivor that he agrees with the Shite of the Mechasrinuch. He agrees with the Shite of the Mechasrinuch. But, and because of that, the Teisves, the Rivo himself, is the Tkashim. So, the Chachomim shouldn't even have the Keach to tell him, you cannot be ready, because it's become Vasei. So, the Rivo's Teretz is, no. That the Chachomim have a Keach. So, it's considered Sheval Taisi. So, it's considered Sheval Taisi. So, the Tkashim is, so that is contrary to the Psak of the Ramok here. So in other words, why is it considered Sheval Taisi, even though Al-Pidin is a Maisavir and Mshaches, but Bimtzias is passive? So that's considered Sheval Taisi. So why does the Ramo say, Kein Sheshei Chifore? So, Im Kvori Gidole, Oso Laham Tehachi Yal Bishatzmei, but is Bimtzias is passive? Bimtzias is passive. The answer is Al-Pidin, it's not, it's become Vasei, Al-Pidin, even though Bimtzias is passive. So that's contrary to what Teisa says here. So what you will say, what we say, there is a difference. Here it's negated the shaila of whether Kovid Abrius. Now Kovid Abrius is the Yichir Niser of Shemot Teisa, but it's not the Yichir Niser of Kumvasei. So in regard to that Indian, we consider it Kumvasei, even though Bimtzias he's passive. So in regard to the Aloche, that Kovid Abrius is not the Yichir Niser of Kumvasei, so you have to consider it from the point of view of what it is constructively, of what it is legally, not of what it is actually. So even though constructively and legally it's Nimsheches, but Bimtzias actually is passive. So in regard, vis-a-vis the Aloch, that Kovid Abrius is the Yichir only Niser of Sheval Taisi, not Raisi, of Sheval Taisi, not the Nisa the Raisi of Kumvasei, so you have to consider it from the point of view of what it is actual, of what it is constructive, not actual. But vis-a-vis the Aloche, that Chachomim Evekeach, to be Ikea, Sheval Taisi, we have to consider it from the point of view of what is, of what it is, of what it is actually, of what it is actually. But why should there be a difference? After all, both are based upon the question of Sheval Taisi versus Kumvasei. So why should there be a difference between the what constitutes Sheval Taisi in respect to the Aloche of Kovid Abrius and what constitutes Sheval Taisi in respect to the Aloche that the Chachomim have a keach to be a dovom natere be Sheval Taisi? So it's not mistaba that there should be a difference. After all, it's one question. Is it Sheval Taisi or is it Kumvasei? So from the point of view of what it is legally and constructively, it should be Kumvasei. From the point of view of what it is actually, it should be Sheval Taisi. So if in regard to Kovid Abrius being Deiche, so we consider it from the point of view of what it is constructively, not from the point of view of what it is actually. So why in regard to the Shaila of Yeshkiya Bilchachomim Vakedomim Natere do we consider it from the point of view of what it is actually? Now, so we have to say
like this Teisves. This Teisves assumes that in order to determine whether a certain Avera is considered Bikum Masei or it's considered Bisheval Taisei, so we have to consider it from the point of view of what it is actually, not from the point of view of what it is constructively. But when does the Ramo say, and that's the Trumas Adeshen, this Ramo in Simen Shina in Vase is the Trumas Adeshen. When does the Trumas Adeshen say that sins constructively, so it's a Maisaveir, so it's considered that he's mitame himself to the Mesbiodai, even though Bintiyah